2019. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola, and I'm broadcasting from the Chicago suburbs. Thanks for joining me today at republicbroadcasting.org. Please visit and subscribe to SpingolaSpeaks.net, where you will discover numerous resources and articles. I am so grateful for the gentleman that created and manages that website. If you wish to ask questions or make comments during the program, email comment at spingola.email. I also invite you to visit our chat room at spingola.chatango.com to view the past guests for our program. Just visit spingola.com and click on the radio schedule button on the left side of the page. Our guest today is Dave Ghari. He is the co-author of Erasing the Liberty with Phil Turney and the producer, co-producer of the full-length film about Israel's attack on the USS Liberty, which occurred on June 8th, 1967, 52 years ago today. The websites that you will want to visit are erasingtheliberty.com and ussliberty.movie.com. Dave, welcome to the program.
Hey, Deanna. It's always great to talk to you and listen to your voice and hear your show. You have great shows, and I'm so happy to be here on this really a solemn, sad day for the United States of America, for people who are interested in the truth, and of course, most specifically, those USS Liberty survivors who are still with us. Fortunately, there's a lot of them, and I was just hanging out with a bunch of them recently, and I know we'll talk about that. But these guys are still so severely psychologically damaged, not even taking into account the physical damage that they got, many of them, but psychologically, especially today and the week leading up to today, many of them, if not all of them, are having a very tough time with it.
I would imagine that many of them, as you mentioned, are suffering not just because of what they went through, but because of the lack of responsibility, the lack of publicly acknowledging that this happened. They have not been acknowledged. They have not been recompensed in any way. In addition to their emotional suffering, I imagine many of them have PTSD and or experienced. I think that unless that situation is addressed, it just stinks all the way around. For a number of reasons.
Yes. No, you're right. And that actually was a question that was brought up recently to one of them about whether the massacre had more of an impact on them psychologically or something else, perhaps the cover-up. And this fellow stated that the actual body recovery and cleanup was what really did it to this guy and many of them. And I know we'll be talking about that at length.
Just brief mention, you were on my program a year ago, the 9th. You were actually on the 9th, and on the 8th, I had an event, which I'm thinking about a little bit today, that I just had something, a health issue, and I Skyped you the next morning and told you that I didn't feel well, And you actually were the host as well as the guest for that program. And I've always considered you a great friend. And we've talked a lot about a lot of things. I don't remember when we met, or actually we've not met in person, but I just consider you just a dear friend. We have a lot of commonality. There are things we don't necessarily agree on, and that's okay. We agree on each other's character, and we agree on a lot of things. And I just thank you so much for what you're doing with regard to the Liberty, and what you did for me a year ago, and since then.
Yeah, I feel the same way, of course, and that's something that I think people who do what we do, and the people who are involved in this movement, and even the people who are listening to this program, all of us as a family, we, I don't think, can appreciate what you just said until, you know, time has allowed us to see and to understand and to appreciate the other individual, in this case, you and me talking about us. Yes, I feel the same way, and we've been doing this for many years and together. And of course, I was honored to do your program, and I had a lot of fun. You have really great listeners and great supporters. So anytime you need me to do that again, I sure will. I hope not, because of the circumstances. But and I appreciate you saying what you did about me doing this about the Liberty, and I explain to many folks because some of them assume that I was on the Liberty, and I tell them, no, I'm not a survivor. I was in the Navy, but when the massacre happened, I was 7 years old. But the reason I do this is because of the primarily, and I didn't know that initially, but primarily because of the pain I witnessed in these guys' eyes. And I made a decision that these people who are erasing this history and who are disgracing the memory of the Liberty, the ship and the crew, and its significance, I'm not going to allow them to do that anymore. I don't care who they are. In this case, they're primarily American Jews. But I made a promise to myself and to them that whatever I can do within my power, I'm going to do it and not allow this to fester any longer.
And it's wonderful. You even have a shirt. Let me just ask you about the shirt. I know it's kind of a minor thing, but you offer a T-shirt on the website, and does it come in a male size? Is that when you order a medium or a small? Is it geared towards a male or female or no distinction?
Yeah. You know, that's funny, because the T-shirt, which was just literally introduced today,
right,
to align with the observance of the 52nd anniversary of the massacre. This has been a long time in coming, and I think that What the T-shirt represents really is the fact that the people in our movement that I alluded to earlier, we're really on shoestring budgets, and not just with money, but with time. Mm-hmm. And people have been asking me for many years, are you going to get a T-shirt? We really want a T-shirt. And literally years. And I just now have been able to put it together. And this is the first design by David Dees. And that's why it says not for the faint of heart, because if you're going to wear this T-shirt, which has a scene of the massacre, the planes attacking this non-combatant, virtually unarmed naval vessel, you should expect people to notice it. It's very graphic. Not that there's blood or anything. As a matter of fact, there was blood on David Deese's original, and I said, you know, I wanted to keep it, factual, and there wasn't really any blood visibly spilling over the ship, although the interior of the deck was filled with blood and body parts. And it was literally sloshing around. And I know what I know, not because I was on there, but because of the sheer number of people I interviewed and the range of the people I've interviewed. So that's why I can speak with this authority about it. So the size, well, it's a beefy tee, and since this is the first, you know, our first entree into this, I wish I knew more about it, but I think that it's geared toward more of a male, although okay. I think it can be worn by females, because when I put it all together with the fella at the company, the way that it was presented was it's unisex. So
okay.
We do have the small, medium, large, extra large, and XXL right now.
Okay, so if you're a woman and you wear a medium, well, a small would be a good option. Getting back to the graphic, Deese is absolutely incredible. Dave is absolutely incredible in the use of color. The fact that he has all the red in the background, you don't see blood, but when you see red, you automatically, well, I automatically associate death and blood with the scene and the fire. It's a remarkable, I love the design. And I hope that all of the listeners will purchase a shirt because you need to. That's just all there is to it. You need to purchase a shirt. And to find the shirt, just visit erasingtheliberty.com and click at the top the shirt, and then order one, and or two or three, and it's pre-shrunk.
Yes, okay. Yeah, it's a high quality shirt too. It's that
it's cotton.
You know, the beefy tee, 100% cotton.
Yeah. So yeah, I hope people will order that that shirt. So I was going to order one. I thought, well, I'm just going to ask, see the size wise. Okay. Sorry, and, to be so personal. I just wanted to know.
And,
okay.
And you know, it's funny that, you know, with the T-shirt, you know, like I said, it's been literally years that people have been asking, and because the way that I do things, and you're the same way, and many people we work with are the same way, you know, we want to do it right. We're perfectionists, mm-hmm. and I can't say the word perfectionist, but I'm a perfectionist. But everything, as it says in that email, all of the anything raised, all of the proceeds from any of this stuff go toward the movie, because that is the key to getting this story out there. We know that the garbage, corrupt mainstream media will never recognize the most decorated ship in the history of the United States Navy for a single action. We know that. They've had 52 years to do it. Mm-hmm. We need to educate as many people as possible about this, and really the only way that I've come to the conclusion that makes sense is with a full-length feature film, not a documentary, because a documentary's already been done. Several have, although the Jewish-controlled media here in the United States has prevented distribution throughout their networks of these documentaries because they don't want this story out there. And they certainly don't want a full-length feature film. Of course, they'll make a Holocaust movie every year, but they would never honor the memory of the United States Navy and these boys, because most of them were boys, some of them who paid the ultimate price, and as I mentioned earlier, many of them are still paying the price psychologically and physically for this. So this is really up to all of us. I don't get paid to do this. Phil doesn't get paid to do this. It costs us time and money, as I've said many times. We're not doing it to make money. We're doing it to get the story out, and we will. And with the help of regular people like us and the people listening out there. So, yeah, if they want to get a T-shirt, like you said, go to racingtheliberty.com and click on the shirt, and you could also get the book as well. And, of course, there's the tab for the movie, and they can watch that trailer, and they can make a donation, which some people are doing. Either way, every little bit counts, and it helps us get closer to our goal, which I think is this year is going to be the year that it happens. There's a lot of pretty cool stuff happening. A lot of people came forward and contacted me, and I think that this is the year that we're going to see this movie take its fruition, and especially juxtaposed against the Soviet-style censorship that we have been experiencing most particularly over this past week, with YouTube going after quote-unquote white nationalists, quote-unquote Holocaust deniers, whatever it might be. They are scrubbing the internet of all alternative views, and they're not going to be happy until everyone feels the same way, and there's a variety of reasons why it's being done, and one of them primarily is commercial. But we're in a very, very bad situation with the censorship that we're experiencing here in this once great nation.
You're absolutely right. I wrote an article about the USS Liberty in 2010, and I thought I would just timely article, and I used Google, just one of many search engines, just to see what would come up. And the title of the article is "We Are Not Going to War Over a Bunch of Dead Sailors," and it was a quote. So I put that in Google. And would you believe that it didn't come up? It came up maybe five times referencing somebody else's site that had had put that article up. But my site did not come up. And so I'm not shocked, because as you say, the censorship is going very strong. Not only does Google censor, but as you say, Amazon censors. Everybody who has power to censor is using that power against the truth. It's
absolutely, especially these big tech companies, which are protected by Section 230 of the Telecommunications Act, which right. Congress granted them the authority to edit or delete any content on their platforms, so they wouldn't be held responsible as editors. And that's something that needs to be obviously addressed. And their just power, the size of these monoliths, these megaliths, that needs to be addressed. Especially
exactly.
Here in Florida, what they've just done here, and I imagine we could talk about that later.
Yes, we will. All righty, we'll be right back with our guests. Stay with us.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Starts with you and me. It starts with you and me. We all can be heroes if we take the lead to change the bad to good, to live in harmony. It starts.
All righty, we are back with our guest today, Dave Ghari. And he is the co-author of Erasing the Liberty with Phil Turney and the producer of the full-length film. It's not a documentary, it's a film about Israel's attack on the USS Liberty on June 8th, 1967. And I mentioned my article, it was 9 pages. And the background that I covered in the people, the names that were involved, the people were involved, including John S. McCain, Jr., the father of the late but not great Senator John McCain. And I discovered a lot of things, and I was rather horrified by what had happened, why it happened. And you mentioned before we went to the break that the USS Liberty was not just a regular ship. It had sensitive equipment that was eavesdropping on Israel's six-day war with Egypt, then known as the United Arab Republic. And this was not an accident. This was not something, we didn't know it was a U.S. ship. They knew. I get so angry when I think about this, because I think about the people on that ship. They were just sitting ducks. And
they were ripped apart. They were literally ripped from limb to limb.
Yes.
And that's what many people don't realize. You had heads and legs and arms and fingers and eyeballs strewn across the deck. It was a slaughterhouse. It was a massacre. And just actually using the term massacre is something that took me a little while to really appreciate, because when you first study this sad event, you might refer to it as like the garbage media does, an incident or an attack, but massacre is the only way to describe what happened. It was literally like shooting fish in a barrel. And not only did they do what they did with their weaponry, but as you know, Deanna, and as many of the listeners know, they actually committed war crimes by jamming the distress frequencies of the ship to get out an SOS. They were unsuccessful in jamming those effectively. And also firing on the firefighters and stretcher bearers aboard the ship. And on top of it, shooting at and deflating the life rafts. So you have a vicious, ugly attack from what many people would consider a vicious, ugly country against really the nation's preeminent military, not against their ally, because they weren't allies then and they're not allies now. There is no mutual defense pact or treaty between the two countries, because Israel doesn't want one, because they would have to define their borders and they'd have to tip off their ally about the next massacre they're going to commit, and they don't want to do that. They'd rather operate from the position of committing the massacre and then go, oop, we made a mistake. Or, well, yeah, we're kind of sorry about that, but, you know, they threw a rock at us. So this is a country that never really liked the United States. Now, there are people in that country then and now that do like the United States, but the leadership of that country never really was fond of the United States, and primarily for the reason that they blamed the United States in part for not rescuing enough Jews who then suffered through their imaginary Holocaust. So this is why there's still a lot of contempt in the upper echelons of Israeli leadership. And of course, they're breeding the contempt through the middle and lower echelons for the United States, for European countries, for the West in general, because they didn't do enough to save the Jews. So people think that, a lot of people think that, well, why would Israel attack the United States? It doesn't make any sense. And if they understood that Israel never cared for the United States, they've just used them all of these decades, that they don't really like them. People have to know that now, because, you know, Sharon has said, you know, we control America and America knows it. You know, Netanyahu has said America's a big thing. We can move around at will. Anyway, we'll see you on the other end of this.
Okay, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Starts with you and me. It starts with you and me. We all can be heroes if we take the.
All righty, welcome back. My guest today is my dear friend Dave Gahari, and he is the co-author of Erasing the Liberty with Phil Turney, and the producer of the full-length film about Israel's attack of the USS Liberty on June 8, 1967, 52 years ago today. The websites are erasingtheliberty.com and ussliberty.movie.com. And we're talking about the ship and the people on that ship being sitting ducks. And I told you the title of my article, We Are Not Going to War Over a Bunch of Dead Sailors. And that was under the direction of President Johnson, Lyndon H. Johnson. Is it H? Lyndon Johnson. And he directed...
It's B, but...
Lyndon B.
It really doesn't matter because it right. should be T for traitor.
Yes. Lyndon B. Johnson. How could I have forgotten? I'm just so upset over this situation. Have been for a long time. But Secretary of Defense... listen to Johnson and the things that were going on at the time. Johnson was almost literally in bed with an agent, an Israeli agent. But anyway.
Well, he was, actually.
Yes, Krim. Yes. And literally, he was in bed, literally.
Yes.
With her. And he told the defense secretary, U.S. Secretary of Defense Robert McNamara is the one that used those words. He used those words. He responded, we are not going to war over a bunch of dead sailors.
Yeah.
And these were young men, teenagers, some of them.
Well, that's right. That's right. Well, I think the average age in Vietnam was 19, right?
Yes.
Yeah. You know,
I hope these people are rotting and burning in hell. And the I get very emotional when I talk about this.
Yeah. And a lot of people do. And as a matter of fact, one of the guys I interviewed was on the Liberty, not on this last cruise, but he was what's called a plank owner. And a plank owner is someone who is on a ship when it's initially commissioned. And they figuratively own like a plank, you know, when the ships were made of wood. They're an owner of the ship. And he's in his 80s now. And he gave me a lot of important information about the Liberty. But he had watched the videos from the event that we were just at in Southern Florida. And we spoke the other day, 2 days ago, and he said he got all choked up listening to the crew describe basically what they're feeling today and the pain and the misery that they're going through 52 years later. So, this is something that is normal for normal people, normal feeling people to exhibit these type of reactions about what they did to the Liberty. But I think that the majority of the crew, not all of them, are much more angry at their own government for betraying them.
Of course.
Than they are for what the murderers did.
Absolutely. That's the worst thing, is that here they're supposedly joined the service. It's a poor word for what's going on, but they believed in what they were doing, that they were fighting for the United States, and the United States just threw them away. They massacred them. The United States massacred its own sailors on purpose. And by the direction of the president.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's a, and if I wasn't as fortunate as I am to have met all these people and interviewed them, then I wouldn't know the stuff that I know. And one of the, well, there's a lot of mythology about the Liberty, and it's not any of our fault, because this is what we see. And you were talking about an internet search, and yes, the search engines have become very aggressive about their filtering, I've noticed, you know, especially this year. I mean, words don't pop up like they used to. They took care of that. These companies need to be dismantled and started from scratch. Something has to happen. They can't continue doing this. But one of the pieces of mythology about the Liberty is what Johnson said or didn't say. And you'll hear I want that ship at the bottom of the GDC.
Right.
You'll hear stuff about dead sailors. You'll hear a variety of things. what I was able to do was to get two separate interviews that corroborated what Johnson said. So in one of them, it was from a survivor who was in charge of, preface it with this, that, you know, because you brought it up about the Liberty, I'm just going to give some statistics about the Liberty. You know, it was one of five U.S. Navy spy ships that were under the control of the National Security Agency, and the crew of the Liberty was almost 300, and out of those 300, about 200 of them were spies, known as communications technicians, and the other 100 were what were called ship's company, and those were the guys who made the ship run. Mm-hmm. So those are the guys with their sleeves rolled up and all greasy and dirty and, you know, mocked out by the elite of the Liberty, which were the communications technicians, because they were always clean. They were in the best berthing compartments. They had the best food, supposedly. They had the best duty. They didn't get dirty. Their fingernails were clean. So you had basically two crews on that ship. And the job of the ship's company was to propel the ship to get it into areas that the CTs wanted to be in to pick up signals. So they were picking up communications. That was the most sophisticated at the time seaborne listening platform in the world. They had 45 antennae on it, and one of them, excuse me, and I should have said this before. I started the show that my phone may ring, because it always does, but, mm-hmm. People tend to call it at the wrong times, but they don't know what I'm doing all the time. But at any rate, I apologize for that ring.
That's okay. I just reminded me to unplug my phone.
What's that?
You reminded me to unplug my phone, because sometimes that happens.
Well, I silenced my cell phone, which really doesn't do much, but I don't know how to shut these darn office phones off. What happened was that they would position themselves to pick up these signals with the 45 antennae, and one of the antennae was this kind of now well known to some people, this larger what they called a moon dish. And what it did was you could literally bounce signals off the moon, and then those signals would then go to the NSA headquarters in Fort Meade, Maryland, or some other listening station close by. Of course, the moon had to be visible at the time, and both sections had to be available at the time, to receive, to transmit and receive the message. So it was more of like, as I learned, it was more of like a novelty. So it wasn't really an effective antenna, a microwave antenna. But they did have, 45 antennae on board. And so they were very, hooked up to pick up the messages wherever they were. And
right.
The Liberty's station was off of the west coast of Africa. And the CTs had a variety of what are called sub-ratings. And one of them were the linguists. So you would have, let's say, a Russian linguist or a Portuguese linguist or a Chinese linguist or whatever it might be, or an Arabic linguist. Or actually, they had Hebrew linguists, but they didn't call them Hebrew linguists. They called them special Arabic linguists, because they knew then, as they know now, I'm sure now it's much, much, much worse than it's ever been, that the United States government is infested by pro-Israel types, whether they're Jews or non-Jews. That's just the way it is. So they couldn't come out and say, well, they're Hebrew linguists. And one of the reasons was, as I've learned, is that, and this is a sneaky way that Israel protects itself from the United States. Of course, they have their spies strewn throughout around the planet, throughout the world. The wandering Jew is everywhere. And there are many, many instances that are fully documented of Jews in their host countries who are spying for Israel against their host countries. And the term host country is a term they actually use. Many Jews don't consider themselves Americans. They don't consider themselves Ukrainians. They don't consider themselves whatever. They consider themselves Jews first. I've met people like that where I've even said to some, oh, you're from Ukraine. No, I am Jew. And obviously what that means is that their allegiance is to whatever it is that Jews have allegiance to, and many times it's Israel. So because there are so many dual U.S.-Israeli citizens in Israel, it's very difficult for, at least it was very difficult for the United States to spy on Israel, because they would run afoul of a document that they had more regard for 52 years ago, which was the Constitution, than they do now. Now they don't give a damn about it at all. It's just, quote unquote, a piece of paper. But the Jews are protected against U.S. surveillance because there are U.S. citizens with dual citizenship in Israel, probably more than in any other country, I would imagine, on the planet. Getting back to LBJ now, and I just wanted to lay that out before I explain this, but these two folks who were intimately involved in knowing what LBJ said, one of them was the head of those 200 spies or CTs on the Liberty, this fella Dave Lewis, who's still alive, and I've interviewed him many times. And what happened was when they had transported him or medevaced him from the Liberty to the USS America, which was an aircraft carrier that was finally allowed to come to the aid of the Liberty after 16 hours after the massacre. What happened was that when the torpedo hit the Liberty, a can of paint or whatever, a barrel of paint exploded, and it coated this fella, Dave Lewis, in paint, and it even sealed his eyes shut. And so when he was aboard the America and they were working on him and cutting open his eyelids, literally with a razor, soon after that, he got the order that the admiral aboard the America, not the skipper of the America, the skipper of the America was Don Engen, who was later on in charge of the FAA and the Smithsonian Institution. He died in a freak glider accident. But what happened was Admiral Geis, who was in charge of the carrier group at the time of the massacre, they were doing war games off the coast of Crete while the massacre was occurring. They were conveniently far away. And he ordered Dave Lewis to come into his cabin. He wanted to tell him something. And the reason he called Dave Lewis was because Dave was the senior officer from the Liberty that was on board the America. And this was just a few days after the massacre, maybe one day or 2 days after the massacre. And he told Dave about what had happened when they had scrambled the planes to come to the aid of the Liberty. And what he said was that they scrambled the first sortie, which went off of the Saratoga, USS Saratoga, which was another aircraft carrier, right, that was in that carrier battle group. And that was called back. And what they were thinking was that the reason that it was called back was because someone in Washington didn't understand. There was a war games going on, and they thought it was just a mistake. So they launched another sortie, and that was the one where that piece of garbage, Robert Strange McNamara, a former Ford Motor Company executive, right, one of these wunderkind, brainchild people were brought into government. He called it back. And what happened was Admiral Lawrence Geis, he told McNamara, he said, "Sonny, you ain't big enough or man enough to get me to recall planes going to the aid of a Navy ship in distress." And he asked for authentication of his order. And the only source higher than McNamara was the president, this traitor LBJ. And when I say traitor, I say that because I've learned enough about this guy, not just because of the liberty, because of other things, to feel comfortable calling this person a traitor. And I think out of any president that I've heard people talk about, he's the one that most people really loathe.
Right. Absolutely.
Okay, we'll see you at the other side.
Okay, be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix a problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Welcome back. Our guest, our wonderful guest today is Dave Gahary, a great person and friend, and just I am so appreciative of what you are doing. I just can't tell you how much I appreciate the work that you've put into this. It's just remarkable, and thank you. Anyway,
thank you, Deanna, for saying that. It's a lot of work. It really is. And poor Phil, he says, you know, sometimes I feel bad that I've cursed you, and you know, I tell him, no, look, this is great. This has to be done, and it will be done. nothing is going to stop me. And well, I mean, something could stop me, but you know, I don't believe anything will stop me. You know, I just feel that it's going to happen. And I think that that's something that is actually some kind of a phenomenon that works, you know, like that book Think and Grow Rich. I mean, I've actually done that before, not gotten rich, but probably never, that'll never happen. But, you know, think about something that you're not like, think, oh God, I want this. Not like that, but just you want something so bad that it actually happens. And so I know that, that's true, because the way that stuff happens is that, you know, people think, well, I have to, you know, be a millionaire to get this done, or have to know people. And no, you don't. You know, and that's one of the great things about this country, is that really in this country, you know, there are minimal roadblocks to doing great things. And great, I mean, to benefit people, not great in the sense of, you know, benefiting yourself, you know, making money, or, you know, being a big person, or anything like that. But I feel that this is something that is going to happen. And as I said, I feel it's going to happen. The really good news is going to come this year. Just things are aligning, which is great. But so what happened was, oh, let me just say this. I just got an email from one of the survivors who I was just with in Southern Florida. A really great guy, Bob Scarborough, who was a CT aboard the Liberty. And Bob said, just got on listening now, Dave. CTs did not have better food, only one mess decks. We all ate the same, otherwise sounding good. So yeah, see that? And that's true. It's all the same food, but there are some people who thought that the CTs had better food. And that's another myth about the Liberty. So, what happened was that Admiral Geis asked for a higher authority on the order to recall the second sortie of planes that were going to the aid of the Liberty. And the only higher authority was LBJ. And I was explaining about that cretin earlier before the break. Right. And LBJ got on and he said to the Admiral, he said, if you don't get those planes back now, you're going to be pushing pencils. I will not embarrass an ally over a few dead sailors.
Yeah.
So,
and he said, "Okay, we'll say what he said on the other side of the
sure.
break. We're
yes.
at the top of the hour. We'll be right back. Stay with us and order a shirt during the break. We'll be right back."
Healthy are your arteries. Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.